Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at PurdueGlobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Housewives news, because I don't really know that much. I'm making up things that I just see in the periphery. I saw Lisa Rinna in a very oversized, like, drapery blazer jacket, and I didn't understand it, but I didn't ask, because she's, like, very daring in her fashion, and she's having a whole fashion life with model daughters and traveling. And Harry Hamlin and Lisa were talking about their relationship on Valentine's Day and saying they have nothing in common, and that's what they attribute the success of their relationship to. And can I say, I'm liking post-Housewives Lisa Rinna, if this is any indication, because it's the first thing that I've stopped to actually watch that Lisa Rinna has done or said since the Housewives. It just became so much noise that doesn't matter and is so vile, and it will take her so many years to rinse it all off. But I just liked her and Harry talking about their relationship, and they don't have anything in common, and they're opposites, and it was like two human beings that are married, supporting each other, and it just wasn't all that garbage, which is literally the only thing I could think of Lisa Rinna being involved in. When I think of Lisa Rinna, I think of, oh, her being in the middle of, did Brandy and Denise have an affair? And, oh, being in the car with Kathy, and she ratted Kathy out, or Kim, and throwing a glass, or Harry Hamlin, and don't talk about Harry. I literally think of all trash when I think of what Lisa Rinna has participated in the last several years, and it was nice to have, like, a post-Housewives, just a relationship discussion between she and Harry. So that's a good change that I welcome. There seems to be a blowout feud with Teresa and Melissa that is really becoming vile. Like, this is someone who's your family. I mean, it seems vile. So my producers asked me, whose side am I on? I don't know what they're even talking about. With somebody, I don't know. I don't know. There's a lot of stuff with, like, infidelity and, like, Melissa didn't go to the other person, to Teresa's wedding. I don't know. Joe Gorga acted like a fucking animal at that christening years ago. So I watched that. Joe Giudice may be an animal too, who's called his wife a cunt, but, like, he was sort of on his own doing his own affairs and being scumbag, but he wasn't really, like, focal in the show. Like, Joe Gorga seems to be a housewife himself. Like, he's front and center and entertaining, but maybe it's jumped the shark because he's, like, throwing drinks on people and, like, in his own shit. And Melissa seems to have kept herself always away from the stinking pile of shit. Like, her husband, she could roll her eyes and he was in the stinking pile of shit. But Melissa seems to have kept away from this stinking pile of shit. And it's all noise and I never know what's going on, but, like, peripherally in the background, something I read that, like, Teresa got her vindication or comeuppance because Melissa got caught about something. So that's all I know. I don't know what's going on. And sometimes it's better because I just look from afar. I'm just telling you guys, from someone who doesn't actually know what's going on, it looks like Melissa has tried to stay in the perfect corner, which doesn't work on the Housewives after an expiration date, and that Teresa's always getting banged up and getting dirty, which is why she's a Rushmore and people don't like her for that, and who cares? But that Melissa didn't go to Teresa's wedding, I'm going to call that a wash. Like, that's a wash. No points are gained. But that everybody smells like shit in this pile. But I want to now know what the new vindication is. Okay, I'm a big fan of Cozy Earth. Who doesn't love bed sheets that feel like butter? Oh my God, they're delicious. They make you feel special. They make you feel rich. They make you feel clean. They make you feel refreshed. The sheet sets are to die for. They fit my bed perfectly and they wash like a dream. Travel friendly and hassle free, Cozy Earth's bedding comes in adorable totes, making it the perfect companion for your adventures near and far. Elevate your summer getaway with Cozy Earth's luxurious bedding and loungewear, ensuring the comfort of home wherever you roam. Cozy Earth has everything you need to turn every moment into pure bliss. Discover your next destination for ultimate comfort at Cozy Earth. Visit CozyEarth.com and use my code Bethany, B-E-T-H-E-N-N-Y, at checkout to get 35% off. Whoa. And let them know that I sent you after you check out.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher. I'm so excited to tell you about the brand new series of The Girlfriends. In season one, we told you about the murder of Gail Katz at the hands of my ex-boyfriend, Bob. At one point, a woman's torso washed up on Staten Island and was misidentified as Gail. She spent 9 years in Gail's grave, and then she just disappeared.
It's almost like it's become this moral obligation to find her.
And that's what we're going to do. Find this missing girlfriend and tell her story. With the help of some of your favorite girlfriends from season one, like my producer, Anna.
Oh my God.
My friend, Dr. Mindy Shapiro.
Hi, it's Dr. Shapiro, and I'd like to speak with the deputy medical examiner.
And of course, Gail's sister, Elaine Katz.
Having no closure, it kills you.
Join us as we try to solve a 35-year-old cold case. It's not going to be easy, but it's going to be one hell of a ride.
What?
I can't believe this.
Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross.
Tiffany Cross.
I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is an NAACP and Webby Award-winning podcast dedicated to all things mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. Here, we have the conversations that help Black women decipher how their past inform who they are today and use that information to decide who they want to be moving forward. We chat about things like how to establish routines that center self-care, what burnout looks and feels like, and defining what aspects of our lives are making us happy and what parts are holding us back. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
With Kim Zolciak in her house. Like, what's actually happening? There are these things all over TikTok. They're showing her saying, I'm never leaving this house. I'm not moving out until I'm kicked out and I get to live here until... And I just wonder what goes on with people and their need to like pretend they're rich. You will never know a land of people pretending that they're rich greater than Long Island, New York, Boca Raton, probably some like Chicago and like Michigan suburbs, I would imagine, Jersey, and the Housewives. The Housewives is a land where it's a lot of show and no go. Because you're just like, let me just get on that show. I'll make enough money to make up for the foreclosure, the money I don't have, the bankruptcy. You have to front and stunt on there. I never did. I lived in a shitty apartment, but like, you have to. And I've heard of situations, you've heard of situations with current housewives where it's not all there and they're renting the house or the house is foreclosure or they owe people money. They're just trying to push that ball. And the problem is they feel like they have to spend money to look a certain way to be on the show. So you're putting yourself further in debt, hoping you'll one day catch up. It's a little like, okay, and I can think of five names. We're on the show. It's fool's gold. It's going to make me everything. I'm going to do it. So I'm going to spend money. I'm going to spend money that I don't have. I'm going to charge it up because I'm going to make money and I'm going to be so good. And I'm going to have a product and I'm going to do, you know, have a brand. And I'm going to be successful and I'm going to make the money to pay for the lifestyle that not only do I have to keep continuing to live because I have to keep making these people think I'm rich, but also to pay for the debt that I got myself into when I wasn't even making the money. And it's really hard to keep up. You saw, you know, Erica Jane with the $50,000 a month. That's a nut. That's a lot to keep up with, right? That has nothing to do with all the other expenses and the clothes and all that shit. And I know what they're making. You got to make $1 million to pay five. If she was $50,000 a month, if she's spending $50,000 a month on glam, it's $600,000 a year. 1.2 has to be made for you to live like that. That's before you've eaten anything, paid anyone, bought anything, gone anywhere, all of that. At that stage of her career, she's making a couple $100,000. Like the numbers don't lie. That's what happened with Teresa coming in and her husband are paying hundreds of thousands of cash in this house. It isn't that expensive of a house because it's, you know, you could get more for your money there and it's the suburbs, but you've got mortgages and you're trying to keep up and you don't know what's going on with your finances. And then you start drowning, you know, and there are people on Beverly Hills. It's all show and no go. It's like, it's a mortgage. It's a bankruptcy. It's a moving money around. It was on New York. People renting cars to look like they were their cars. People living a life and going on big shopping sprees because it looks good on television. But like the numbers aren't going to add up. You cannot fuck around with spending what you don't have. So Kim Zolciak's mansion is in foreclosure. It's a $1.65 million mortgage. March 7th, it's being auctioned off. Wow. That's sad. It's sad, to be honest. It's sad to feel like you really have to keep buying and bragging and showing to keep up with the game, to make people think you have something. People really just want people desperately to think that they're rich. Think about that. It comes up all the time. I've never seen it more than on The Housewives. I've been around the block. I've been around the world. I've never seen there be such a greater desire to brag and show how much money you have and compete and lie about it than I have on The Housewives. And many people do have, but it's a lot of fronting and stunting and all show, no go. Interesting. But it's sad for that Kim felt like she had to, like, you know, you're always leaning, I'm leaning towards like, what the hell? Because I don't like any kind of lying, but it is sad for to feel like that's your identity, that being rich and having things is your identity. You can create a lifestyle out of a life, but you can't create a life out of a lifestyle. Being rich and having nice things and jet setting is not going to create a life for you, like where you're happy and fulfilled and have peace and balance. Having a life, like Paul and I have a life. It could be boring. It could be, you know, it's not that predictable, actually. But it's not like wild and crazy, you know. It's consistent and balanced and peaceful and loving. We have a life. We have a lifestyle too because we trust each other. We're both successful. And so we have this life And so then, you know, us looking at each other and being like, let's buy that. Let's do that. And we don't talk about it, really. Like, to be honest, sometimes, you know, Paul is very generous with me and buys me very, very generous things. And nobody really knows about any of them. And I say really like 99.9% because I just don't see the upside to showing people what I have. I'm not looking for a security risk. I'm not looking to make anyone else feel bad about their life. I'm not looking to brag. It's no one's business. He's very understated. So we do have a lifestyle that is sometimes superficial and in nature and like blingy and jet city, but it's our own little private Idaho. Like we've, you know, we'll look at some of the things that we have and I'll be like, oh my God, it's literally just for the two of us. We don't go anywhere. We don't do anything. And we have these beautiful things to just like show each other. So that would be, if someone said like 25 things you don't, people don't know about me, I would say people don't know what I really like have or buy or do for the most part. I mean, you see some pictures, but I don't really show the real stuff. It's hidden away.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.